First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But you've got your pre-vax guideline women, 10 miscarriages. I had a 19.6% miscarriage rate, 41 ongoing pregnancies, 51 total pregnancies. So if I look at this in the pre-guideline, there's my 51 pregnancies, and the proportion of those pregnancies that miscarried was roughly 20%. In the post-vax guideline time, I had 62 pregnancies, of which 30 miscarried. So it's a 48% miscarriage rate. Now I will talk through, so this p-value thing is a 1 in 1,000 chance that this is just by chance. Okay? There's something else going on here.
Kimberly Biss, I'm an OBGYN that practices in St. Pete, Florida. I can definitely say since the vaccine rollout started, we have seen in our practice a decrease in new OB numbers, which would be infertility, by about 50%. We've also seen an increase in miscarriage rate by about 50%. And I would say there's probably about a 25% increase in abnormal pap smears, as well as cervical malignancies in our area.
My question is to the Minister representing the Minister for Health, Senator Gallagher. It has been 4 weeks since the Australian Bureau of Statistics published data showing a 67% reduction in Australia's monthly birth rate between July and December 2021 as compared to the long-term average. A startling decrease. I drew attention to this data during Senate estimates, hoping for some reassurance. None was forthcoming. So let me ask again, Minister, why has Australia's birth rate declined from June 30th, 2021 to December 31st, 2021, revealing a 70% reduction?
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has warned that the declining birth rate is putting the future of the country at risk. Japan's estimated to have had fewer than 800,000 births last year. In the 1970s, that figure was more than 2 million.
Commissioner Letitia DeRosa and supporting city agency held a press conference. They gave an update on a spike of infant deaths here in Baltimore. According to officials, there have been 18 sleep-related deaths since December 1st.
11 of those deaths occurred in infants residing in Baltimore City, and 7 of those deaths occurred in Baltimore County. This is more than all of last year's sleep-related deaths total.
We see a lot of things that are going very well, things like reducing childhood death. And we're taking things that are, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
Things like reducing childhood death and...
possible side effect of mRNA vaccines.
Chest pain, fluttering, and heart inflammation are among some of the new side effects announced by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, observed in some people who have received the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
An 18-year-old health worker has developed lung cancer.
After receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down.
COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to rare but potentially serious neurological complications.
A local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
There's a likely link between the medical issues and the shot.
Possible link between a heart condition and the vaccine.
There is a definite association.
This is abnormal. This is something that we need to pay attention to.
The last 1 week, 16 countries have suspended the shot.
Blood clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Higher than normal cases of myocarditis.
So this disorder is called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Likely association between the Pfizer and Moderna.
Higher rates of adverse events.
30% increase in adults
developing blood clots after taking this vaccine.
Heart inflammation in teenagers and blood clots linked to the vaccine.
The condition is called Bell's palsy.
Serious blood clots.
Due to the risk of heart inflammation.
Heart condition associated.
A side effect called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Can start to say, well, what am I needed for, and can kind of start to shut down.